Okay, take a listen to this.
我就说,
What you just heard is a voice of Sun Wenguang arguing with Chinese authorities. He was saying, it's illegal for you to come to my home. I have my freedom of speech. Now, Wenguang is a known critic of the Chinese government, and he was detained right in the middle of a live phone interview last week with the Voice of America show Issues and Opinions. VOA's China correspondent Ye Bing has been trying to find out what happened to Sun Wenguang since then.
At first, you know, we were trying very hard to reach him by telephone, by cell phone, but we didn't succeed in reaching him.
Have you spoken with Chinese officials, and do they know where he is?
Yeah, we have kept contacting the Chinese officials, but up to now, they all keep silent. But the next morning, we went to Jinan, which is the city where Professor Sun and his wife are living. We did find where he was put under house arrest. You know, after we found that and we reported that, the authorities moved the couple away to an undisclosed location.
Hmm. Can you give us a little background on who Sun Wenguang actually is?
Professor Sun Wenguang was a professor at Shandong University in Jinan City, and he retired many years ago. And he kept his criticism of the Chinese dictatorship.
This is not the first time that Sun Wenguang is in trouble with the authorities in Beijing. But what's extraordinary this time is the speed with which authorities interrupted this live TV interview he was doing. What does that tell us in terms of how closely he is being watched?
Sun Wenguang, as one of the most outspoken critics in China, has been under watch by police for years. This time, he was in the middle of a live interview, and the police got the information beforehand because, you know, they keep monitoring his communication with the rest of the world. So they broke into his home, warning him against the interview. But Professor Sun defied the police warning.
Can you just take us to that moment when Professor Sun got arrested during this live interview? When you saw that happening, what went through your mind?
Well, I was totally stunned and shocked. And then, you know, I felt there was a big danger. I was very worried about his safety. Such kind of occurrences also happened to other activists or critics in China.
Are you concerned, Ye Bing, about what your own digging into what happened to Sun Wenguang, that could cause you your own problems?
Yes, of course. Here in China, if you want to report news, you know, the real news, not fake news, you always have that kind of risk. But you have to run the risk in order to find out the truth.
So what do you think this whole wild story about Sun Wenguang says about the state of the Chinese government and Xi Jinping's style of governance?
I think, you know, the picture or the audio and video of VOA's live interview with Professor Sun Wenguang tells you everything about the status quo in human rights in China.
Reporter Ye Bing with Voice of America speaking with us from Beijing. Thanks very much.
Thank you, too.